Game 82. It's the final night of the NBA sched and plenty to play for. For the Raptors, one last stop in Miami, brought to you by the number 60.
The Cleveland Cavaliers sweep the Toronto Raptors.
After that performance, we need a culture reset here.
I gotta be me.
A great day for us to welcome back Kyle Lowry, all-star point guard. It's something we got great experience with playing these guys 2 years in a row, and we just got to figure it out.
You can book it. They're going to win the East.
Free throw in the air. Good. It's a franchise record. 52 points for DeRozan.
DeRozan drives all the way up. Jams it down. DeRozan jams it down, and he's fouled.
Stay in your lane.
Blocked by Ibaka. Serge says no, sir. Kitchens closed at eight.
Get that garbage in here.
Lowry pull up three in the air. Got it. A deep one by Lowry.
Oh!
Lowry knocks it down. And for the first time ever, the Toronto Raptors will win the Eastern Conference.
You want it or not? That's it.
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
It's been a season for the ages, the best year in Raptors franchise history, and tonight, a chance to make it 60. Yes, 60 regular season wins. Tonight, their final stop in Miami to take on the Heat in a potential first-round playoff matchup. This is BMO Raptors Basketball across the TSN Radio Network. I am Gareth Wheeler alongside my main man, Josh Leuenberger, in our TSN 1050 studios in Toronto. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, they have your game call from the American Airlines Arena in Miami, and they'll be joining us in a few moments' time. Look, we don't know what's going to play out tonight. Tons of playoff implications across the board of the NBA tonight. For the Raptors, it's one about finishing strong, and two, nobody getting hurt, and it's about finding that balance as they push for 60 tonight.
I'm pretty happy about this, Wheels. Normally, this is mail it in, game 82. We struggle to find storylines of interest going into the last game of the season when usually teams are resting players, and there's some of that going on in the NBA tonight, but for the most part, at least in this game, both teams want to win. The Raptors have something to play for. They're trying to get 60, and as you mentioned, go into the playoffs with rhythm and momentum. The Heat are still playing for seeding. So this game means something, and of course it's going to be a fun night of scoreboard watching around the NBA for us and for the fans.
These two teams split the games played in Toronto, two hotly contested games. I mean, the second time out after the Miami Heat beat the Raptors in the first meeting, the Raptors looked like they were running away with that ball game. Then a 31-17 run to end that game brought Miami right back into it.
Miami doesn't make anything easy for you. That's why if there's something, you don't think of a specific player necessarily when you think of the Miami Heat in the same way you do other teams when you think of Milwaukee, yeah. You think of Giannis.
Especially with Dragic out tonight.
Right, but when you think of Miami, it's just hard play,
yep.
Physicality. They're going to get into you. You might beat them. They're beatable, sure, but it's not going to be easy. That's going to be the story tonight, and that's going to be the story if the Raptors see them in the playoffs. They would be favored, of course, but the Heat are not going to be an easy out for whoever it is that play them.
It's been a feel-good season across the board, one with so many successes. Let's hope that the Raptors finish the 82 on a high tonight down in Miami. Let's go down there now. Here's our play-by-play team extraordinaire bringing it home for you and I. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton. Gentlemen.
All right, Gareth, let's listen in. We're going to eavesdrop a bit. Oh, he's just finishing up. Dwayne Wade was addressing the crowd, and it's kind of funny to hear Michael Biamonte, the PA announcer, calling it out the way it used to be, crooning Dwayne Wade as Wade is back in South Florida after a brief stint in Chicago and then in Cleveland. Here are the starters for the Raptors.
And now let's meet tonight's starting lineups first for the visiting Raptors. Number 3, OG Anunoby. Number 9, Serge Ibaka. Number 17, Jonas Valanciunas. Number 10, DeMar DeRozan. And number 7, Kyle Lowry. The head coach of the Raptors is Dwayne Casey.
So there is your Toronto Raptors starting lineup. And as always, The starting lineup is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Like the Raptors, Subaru, confidence in motion. And the Raptors, Sherm, as they always do, never take individual introductions on the road. They huddle as a team and say, we are 15 strong, we're doing it together. And it's kind of the way they played all season, being together as a group, win, lose, in it, all together.
Yeah, that mentality has really served them well, and it's really created this 1 through 15 approach, and it's created accountability, it's created responsibility between teammates. And when you're trying to play because you want the guy beside you, yes, in that locker room to succeed as well, to me, that's the best environment for success.
Well, they always say that when you're playing for the guy beside you, that's the best thing. Let's go to the PA announcer, Michael Biamonte, with that familiar introduction. Here are the Miami Heat. Time to play ball in Miami. The Raptors aware, the traveling black, the last dance, game 82. And then we turn the lights on and clear the dance floor. And unless you're invited back for the dance-off that's going to go till June, you got to sit down and watch on TV.
That's right. The new season, the second season. Well, you could consider it the third season when you talk about preseason, regular season, yep, and then the playoffs. But it's definitely a time of year that brings a new excitement. It brings that freshness. It's kind of that new beginning. And players, as much as fans love to see regular season basketball, players can't wait to get to playoff basketball. It's the most exciting time of the year in the NBA.
Sure, I'm with you. I love the tournament, but there's nothing like big men playing for the ring. You got to beat a man down. You can't fluke it on one night, catch lightning in a bottle. You have to beat a man down four times in seven games in about 10 days.
No question. There are no more things that are hidden. Everything gets exposed. And what I love about the playoffs is you've got to battle through some things. You've got to battle through non-calls. You've got to battle through a team that scouted you and playing you every other day almost. They know how to irritate you. They know how to antagonize you. They know how to take you away from your first and second option, force you to your third option. It's a chess game. It's a battle of attrition. Yeah. You've got to go out there and you've got to grind it out, as you said, through a seven-game series.
So the Raptors are aware, the traveling block, and they will move left to right across your dial. Miami, wearing the familiar white with red and orange trimming, will go right to left. Ed Malloy, Trey Maddox, and Gediminas Petritis are your officials. Raptors win the tip, and they will also have the ball at the start of the fourth quarter. Ibaka to DeRozan as Toronto works the ball near side. Lowry, catch and shoot, three, splash. That's kind of been the microcosm of the season. Everybody gets a feel, and they knock it down for three.
Yeah, good spacing, good first possession of the game for the Raptors. That ball moved around the three-point line, got the hands of Kyle Lowry, and he knocked it down.
Long jumper, no good. Hassan Whiteside gets the rebound. Miami's first touch continues. James Johnson up top. On the dribble now, tries to get it inside. It bounces off a leg and goes back to Tyler Johnson. In the lane, James Johnson blocked by Valanciunas. Loose ball to Lowry. Toronto hustles at front court. Lowry pull up jumper in transition, no good. But they get the rebound back and it's knocked down. The Raptors go up 5-0. Great job by Lowry as he's got all 5 points.
Followed his shot, knew where the ball was going to come to, and got that shot up quickly. And again, leadership to start a game like this really helps from your main guys.
Valanciunas gets the rebound. Here come the Raptors, front court with a 5-0 lead. The quest for 60 is underway. DeRozan into the lane, floats it up, no good, but he's fouled on his way to the tin, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Raptors with a quick 5-0 start.
Trying to jump all over the Miami Heat, and they know that Miami's a team that's going to never say die. They're going to continue to battle, and the Raptors are trying to set the tone early. And to me, it's another sign of this team trying to get prepared for the playoffs. Look, all five starters that we're going to see start the playoffs are starting in this game, and they're going to play minutes. So to me, this is their last real dress rehearsal in a game environment where they're going to get a chance to tighten things up, because when they head to the playoffs, it's going to be about practicing and fine-tuning things in a practice environment. This is live competition, and they're going to take advantage of it.
Well, sure, we've talked about it. We talked about it on pregame. The best way to rest is to get your work done early, get a big lead, and then worry about it later. Hassan Whiteside misses the jumper inside. Raptors up 6-0. DeRozan made one of two free throws. Tyler Johnson pass knocked away. Ananobi comes up with the loose ball to Lowry. Raptors front court, Ibaka, far block, left side on Josh Richardson. Backs into the lane, puts it up, no, kicks it out. Valanciunas three straight away, short, rebound to Tyler Johnson.
Serge Ibaka attracted three white jerseys, are able to kick it out to Jonas. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it.
Tyler Johnson drives far side, right wing with the left-hand layup. Knocks it down, 6-2. Lowry back, misses the transition three. Here come the Heat. Raptors up 4-6-2. 9:40 first quarter.
Raptors playing with pace, make or miss. They're pushing the ball up the floor.
James Johnson, man, does he look fit. To Magruder. They get it to Hassan Whiteside. Floats up a hook near side. Left block goes down. 6-4. It's like he found that and threw it off his hip up and in.
Caught Jonas Valanciunas off guard the way the ball just ended up in Hassan Whiteside's hand with that quick little flip hook shot over Jonas.
9:15 first quarter, 6-4 Toronto. Valanciunas far side, left block, wheels into the lane and jams it down. Oh man, the big man dancing on the spin. I look over to our exquisite producer from Open Gym, Jeff Landicho, and he's got the stink face going. Like, that was rude. Long jumper no good by Tyler Johnson Sherman. That just shows you what Jonas has done to work on his lateral quickness and footwork.
Well, he did a good job of recognizing. Kyle came down and actually set a pin down screen on the block on his defender, and Jonas was able to spin off that screen, and Kyle's defender did not prevent Jonas from getting into the paint. So great recognition. A nice little wrinkle on a low post play. You catch him one time off guard, he might not do it again for a while, and just keep them off balance with that.
Magruder fouls DeRozan, 8-4 Toronto. And like I said, years ago, we don't see that. And everybody's saying, what's wrong with Lowry? His play is down. That's the stuff you don't see unless you're paying attention.
Winning plays.
DeRozan up top, gets it to Ibaka. Shot clock at 5. Surge, elbow, jumper, far side, a little off balance. Couldn't get it down. Here comes Miami.
Real good look for Surge, though.
Hassan Whiteside brings it front court with a left-hand dribble near side left wing. To James Johnson, kick out top. Tyler Johnson, three, good.
James Johnson does a good job there. A couple of punch dribbles just to condense that defense. Tyler Johnson, top at the three-point line, able to get a clean look, knock that shot down.
Lowry, up and under, floats it up, no good. Rebound, here comes Whiteside. On the break, runs it front court, runs into Valanciunas, lays it up and in. No foul called. JB waves it. Ed Malloy says, come on. 9-8 Miami. JB, you got a flop, baby.
That's a problem. If he doesn't hit the floor, he doesn't get the call. And that, to me, is not the way you want players to play. You want them to take charges, but you don't want them to flop. And when a guy doesn't get a call, as Hassan Whiteside drove right into Jonas,
he's going to flop.
If he's got to get your attention by flopping, that's what he's going
to
do.
And I've said this many a time. I would just like to see the referees call the foul on the guy that initiates the contact by dipping the shoulder into the defender's sternum, even though he doesn't fall down, and say, no, you can't do that. It's an offensive foul. Valanciunas makes the first free throw. He drove at the other end, and Whiteside fouled him. So JV knocks down the free throw, and the Raptors tied at 9.
Another traditional matchup for Jonas Valanciunas, and you know he likes to thrive in these situations. Hassan Whiteside with the length and the shot blocking ability. These two guys usually have some good battles.
Front court, Toronto leading 10-9. Here comes Miami on the drive into the lane. Josh Richardson to Tyler Johnson, far side, James Johnson. Back to Tyler Johnson, pick and roll to James Johnson, jams it down. That would what they would call in Miami here, Johnson and Johnson. 11-10 Heat.
Well, they did it towards the far corner and able to really catch Serge Ibaka off guard in terms of trying to help.
Ananobi, corner three, got it. The ball pinballed off the shoulder of a Miami defender. High in the air, right into Ananobi's hands. Far corner, left side, knocked it down in the bottom of the well to make it 13-11, Toronto. Whiteside in the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. He'll bring it front court on the dribble, give it to Lowry. 6:50, first quarter, Toronto up 13-11. JV in the lane. And they got an offensive foul because Whiteside falls down. The same play at the other end. And Whiteside gets the benefit of the call.
And that's unfortunate because just because Jonas didn't fall on the other end, there's no whistle. Hassan Whiteside had equally good position. And he gets the call because he falls down.
And Rex Kalamian saying the same thing as is Dwayne Casey to Trey Maddox. Rex is working on Ed Malloy. He said, hey, what's the difference? Because one guy flops. 13-11, we'll take a break. Raptors by 2, 6:50 to go, first quarter. From the American Airlines Arena in Miami, Florida, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Oscar Gonzalez here at the American Airlines Arena. Wheeler and Lewenberg back at TSN Control with Keith Bauer and Natasha Shivraj. Raptors leading the Heat 13-11. And unlike other teams right now, Sherm, the Raptors have their main men in tow.
Well, they do. And you think about the Raptors and going for 60 tonight. Guess what? You're going to need your main guys going. You're going to need your main guys to get the job done. And there's been a lot of discussion about 60 wins. Is it important? Is it something that they should go for? Absolutely. They should try and get 60 wins. It's a plateau that very few players in the NBA get to be a part of, coaches as well. And I think about what that means on the resume.
Yeah.
That changes a lot for some people when you're playing on a 60-win team. Look at Damari Carroll.
He was with that Atlanta when they won 60.
Got a great deal in Toronto.
Yep, because he was part of something that was winning.
Absolutely.
13-11 Toronto, Miami coming front court right to left. James Johnson to Rodney Magruder. On the bounce, Magruder gets it to Tyler Johnson, who jams it down, going far side, right wing. Man, that young man can get up, Sherm. He's got some serious hops.
Yeah, he's got some good bounce. That time, OG Anunoby tries to close him out, and Tyler just drives the closeout of OG and is able to dunk that ball with no resistance. Where's the help?
And DeMar does the same thing at the other end, drives the right side, near wing, down the lane, jams it down. The Raptors go up 15-13. Back comes Miami. Front court. Richardson drives on Anunoby. A little contact. Throws the head back on the near side. Left wing with the left-hand dribble. And the foul is called on Anunoby.
Well, OG didn't square up. Richardson there, and he just attacked the right side of OG. Anunoby was able to create some contact as OG was trying to catch up to Richardson. That's two times that OG has been beaten off the dribble, consecutive possessions.
Well, Anunoby with his first foul. Back comes Miami. Tyler Johnson near side to James Johnson. They play screen and roll. They get it to Whiteside down low. The short shot missed on the far block. Right side, here comes Toronto. DeRozan, front court. Stutter dribble, now gets it to Lowry. Back up top, DeMar. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, Whiteside. 5:18, first quarter, 15-13. Toronto by two. Whiteside on the bounce. Gets it to Tyler Johnson. Back to Whiteside. Shovels it up again from the waist. This one doesn't go long. Rebound outlet to Lowry. One on three. Kyle challenges anyway and is hit in the face on the way down. DeRozan and Ibaka help him up. And Kyle will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots.
Kyle Lowry going against the odds there, as you said, one on three, and just thought he had a step and a little pace on the defenders who were trying to backtrack, and basically just put his head down and tried to attack and get to the middle, and he got the benefit of the whistle. But it's one of those plays where the feet could have gotten tied up, somebody could have fallen on somebody. It was one of those interesting dynamics because he had so many people around him, but hey, the Leopard can't change his spots.
That's right.
Kyle is who he is, and he's going to play aggressive downhill basketball, and I think that's a good thing heading into the playoffs, that Kyle has that mentality to set the tone for his team.
First free throw good by Lowry. He's got six in the ball game. Second one in the air good, cleanly, so he's got seven. The Raptors up 17-13. Not quite their biggest lead of the game, which was six. Back comes Miami. James Johnson, front court. Gets it to Whiteside above the right elbow, far side, just inside the arc. To Ellington on the handoff. Jumper good. 14 feet far side. That's what he does. The Miami Heat, number one in the NBA in handoff scoring. 17-15. Heat trailing. It's Raptors with the ball in the lead, coming front court in the black uniforms, left to right. DeRozan to Valanciunas in the lane, lays it up and in. Nifty basketball, great interior passing. 19-15 Toronto.
And there you see DeMar's improved passing ability. A nice little pocket bounce pass to Jonas Valanciunas, right in stride for that easy layup.
Ellington catch and shoot, got it. It's a three ball coming off the screen again. 19-18, the Raptor lead is one. DeRozan near side, backs in on Ellington, gets him to the post, turnaround jumper in the air, no good. Rebound Ellington, runs it up front court to Tyler Johnson, drive, kick to Magruder, far corner three, good. Miami has the lead, 21-19 on the Rodney Magruder corner three. And Dwayne Casey wants to talk to his team. 3:42 to go, first quarter, Miami up 21-19.
Miami getting some rhythm, transition off of that turnover by DeMar DeRozan on that air ball. Off to the races, and they're able to find Magruder in the corner for a wide open three. Dwayne Casey, as you would call it, trying to put some water on this fire.
Yeah, got the fire hose out. The Heat getting hot, 21-19, Raptors trailing. Miami with the lead, 3:42 to go, first quarter. From the American Airlines Arena in beautiful South Florida, you're listening to Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. Raptors trailing the Heat. It's 21-19 Miami. And I'll tell you to start your day off right here on TSN 1050 with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the night that was for the Toronto Raptors. Will there be lots of playoff talk coming up as the Raptors get prepared to hopefully make a deep run? C.J. Miles into the ball game along with Jakob Poeltl. Valanciunas sits down, so does Anunoby. Lowry, jumper far side, no good. Rebound Tyler Johnson. Comes Miami front court in the white uniforms, right to left. Ellington to Johnson, kick it up top. James Johnson against Ibaka, far side. Kelly Olynyk, three, far side, no good. Rebound to Lowry. Come the Raptors in transition. Lowry loses it at center and then gets it back quickly. DeRozan drives on the box. Kicks it to Ibaka, far corner. James Johnson there to pick it off. So back front court comes Miami with a two-point lead. 2:55 to go. First quarter, Ellington catch and shoot. Misses it, Lowry with the rebound.
Ellington does a great job of pursuing a shot off of those screens.
C.J. Miles knocks down a three in the bottom of the well. Good to see Miles get healthy.
Yeah, it's going to be important that they get C.J. Miles going for the start of the playoffs because he can have such significant impact.
They got a foul out top. It'll go on Pirtle, actually, in the lane. The ball was out top. So Lowry will sit down. Van Vliet in after missing some time with that back injury. And Siakam will check in for Ibaka. Dwayne Wade checking into the ball game, as is Justice Winslow. James Johnson and Tyler Johnson sit down.
Good to see Fred VanVleet back on the floor. Such an important part to the Raptors' success.
Olenek drives inside, can't get the shot off. Heat, though, get the ball back. Wade misses the three. Olenek runs it down. They swing it far side. Winslow. Now Wade drives, lefty floater on Siakam, up and in.
Just a veteran move, just kind of slow walk Pascal Siakam down the left side of the lane and just floated up that left-handed shot. Pascal, surprised that it went up, didn't even go up to block the shot.
In the lane, DeRozan kicks it to Van Vliet, works far side. On the bounce, all the way to the hoop, Van Vliet lays it up and in. Fred gets to the tin. The Raptors go up 24-23.
Good job by Jakob Poeltl as he rolled to the basket. He completely cleared out Kelly Olynyk, who would have been the help side defender there.
Justice Winslow back, lays it up and in.
Got to make sure if you're Pascal Siakam, you know the scouting report. Justice Winslow going to his left hand. He's left-handed. You got to cut that off.
Back comes Toronto. Van Vliet, right hand into the middle, lays it up, blocked by Olynyk. Poeltl runs down the rebound, gets it to Miles, near side, drive, kick it up top, Siakam. He drives, spins, finds Poeltl down low, wide open, lays it in. Jakob was looking to kick it out to somebody and realized he could go unencumbered to the bucket, and he laid it in.
Yeah, the unselfishness nearly cost him 2 points as he was wide open, but great spinning recognition by Pascal Siakam with that shovel pass to get it to Jakob.
1 point lead, Toronto, 26-25. Wade in the lane, steps back. They try to find a cutting Magruder. He runs down the loose ball in the corner. The long jumper, no good. Rebound, Van Vliet. 38 seconds, first quarter, Raptors up 26-25. DeRozan to Van Vliet, catch and shoot, three, good. Down the bottom of the well for Fred Van Vliet, 29-25, Toronto.
Love it when shooters can follow behind, dribble penetration, and get that kickback. The defense is going to help. If you can line up yourself kind of where the ball's being penetrated, you got the possibility to get a wide open look, as Fred Van Vliet did right there.
15 seconds, first quarter. Heat got to give it up. Shot clock at 5. Olynyk drives, pushes off, finds Wade on the layup, up and in underneath.
Dwayne Wade just getting behind the defense there, and Kelly Olynyk, the skill set, the vision to put that ball on the floor and just kind of freeze the defenders as he made the play to Dwayne Wade.
DeRozan up top on the drive on Winslow. Turnaround, jumper on the elbow, no good, long rebound. And that's the way the quarter ends. 29-27 Toronto after one lap. Yeah, if the Raptors are getting 60, they're going to have to work for it. They lead it by 2 right now, Sharon.
Well, you knew that Miami was not going to give anything easy to the Raptors. However, the Raptors, from an offensive perspective, are shooting 50% from the floor, 50% from 3, and they've got good offensive flow. Got to figure out how to keep that going in the second quarter.
That second quarter will be up in a minute. 29-27 Toronto. You're listening to Raptors basketball from Miami, Florida on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami, second quarter about to start. 29-27. Raptors lead the Heat. They've had the battle throughout this first quarter. I'll tell you that Miami will have the ball in the second quarter, and the second quarter is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. So here comes Miami. The Raptors pick up full court. Winslow, Olynyk, Richardson, Wade, and Ellington defended in the black jerseys by Van Vliet. Miles, Siakam, Wright, and Poeltl. Wade in the lane goes hard to the basket. Met with resistance by Poeltl, but the foul will go on Siakam. It's the old Dwayne Wade when he turns the corner, Sherm. Look out.
I was going to say, give that 7-8 years ago, and Dwayne Wade was, when he was flash, he was finishing that over bigger people, and that time Siakam did a good job of presenting resistance at the front of the rim. But Dwayne Wade's still crafty. He still knows how to put the ball in the basket. He knows how to play angles. He's got those moves where he can get contact. He gets to the free throw line. He might not be able to do it every night anymore, but in a playoff series, Dwayne Wade is one of those guys who, if you give him a couple days rest between games, he can have those flash moments on you.
Well, that's why the playoffs are a whole different story. 29-28, Raptors by one, 11:40 to go, first half. Second quarter just underway. Poeltl, near side, right wing to Van Vliet, back to Poeltl. Stripped by Wade. 3-on-2, broken floor, Miami. Wade to a running Winslow, jams it down. Winslow was behind everybody. It was a 2-on-2, and he was hauling tail to get up there, and the trailer got the dunk.
And you see how Dwayne Wade just kind of slowed the pace down as the Raptors turned the ball over again.
Winslow to Olynyk in the lane. Now dribbles it out, gets it to Winslow, drives near side. Kick it out, Olynyk. Up fake on DeLon Wright. Gets into the lane, Wright strips him, here comes Toronto. Siakam running the floor, jams it down. What a pass by Van Vliet. On the run as the Raptors move left to right, and a great low catch by Siakam.
The timing of the pass, where he put the pass between two defenders for the Heat, and knowing that Pascal Siakam could get down low to get to that pass to finish over the top.
31-30 Toronto, 10:35 first half. Wade near side, backs in on CJ Miles. Turnaround, fall away by Wade, no good. Rebound Siakam has it knocked out of his hands. It'll be Toronto ball. As Pascal grabbed it, brought it down, and Miami all over him, but knocking it away.
I thought there was a foul on that play. Pascal kind of getting his arms raked as they stripped the ball from him. No call, but fortunately, it's the Raptors basketball.
31-30. Raptors up by one, 10:20 to go. First half, DeLon Wright, near side, right wing. All the way down the baseline, out the far side, left wing, still on the bounce. Gets it in the corner, Siakam has it stripped by Wade. 10 minutes, first half, 31-30 Toronto. Wade, front court, into the lane, ball fake, two Raptors, and missed the layup, and then they got Siakam for coming underneath him for the rebound. And it'll be Miami ball side out, far side, right wing.
Well, first of all, defensively, Dwayne Wade with the quick hands, knowing that Pascal Siakam was trying to rip it through on the crossover to get to the basket, pokes it free, and just does a great job of really selling the defenders on a pass fake. Both defenders went as if the pass was going. Wade gets to the basket.
Olynyk up top to Wade straight away. Working right to left in the white uniforms. 9:45, first half, 31-30 Toronto. Winslow in the lane, bounces off Siakam, lays it up and in. 32-31 Miami.
Just a physical player, and Winslow actually ran into Pascal Siakam, and his strength knocked Siakam back. He's able to float it in.
Siakam near side, kick it to Miles, catch and shoot, three, no good. Rebound Siakam, and what do they say? They say stay here. Too bad they didn't have the play on, because Pascal had it, put it up and in, but the loose ball foul will go on Kelly Olynyk.
Pascal between two Miami Heat rebounders, able to out-duel them both and get that foul call, plus possession.
Siakam to Van Vliet, goes airborne with a behind-the-back pass. It's Aaron, back comes Ellington, pull-up three ball, good, in transition. Wayne Ellington gives Miami its largest lead of the game at 4, 35-31.
Just creates such a dilemma, because you have to go guard him, and if you're one of the two defenders back in transition, you don't want to give up the paint.
DeLon Wright drives down the near side, right wing, he's fouled. So he'll get two free throws. And the Raptors will try to chop into this 4-point lead. Oh, those live ball turnovers. Fred's behind the back pass might have looked good, but it was the sixth Raptor turnover leading to 9 Miami points.
Have to really be careful in Miami. 8 transition points and some of those off a turnover. So if you're the Raptors, you got to be careful. And this is one of the things Dwayne Casey has talked about with his team. He's liked the way they play defense over the last 5 or 6 games. He's really liked their energy and effort. But those turnovers have crept up even in wins on them. And it's something that he's very aware of. And as you know, in the playoffs, those possessions matter. You can't cough the ball up carelessly. You need the ball in your hands as much as you can.
Richardson, front court, on the dribble. Works over to the far side, right wing. 35-33 Miami. Ellington, 3, no good. Nice challenge by Van Vliet. Here comes Toronto. Siakam to Miles. Drives into the lane, lays it up and in. CJ Miles skating down the left side, far wing. Floats it up and in to tie the game at 35.
Interesting dynamic. A guard in CJ Miles gives the ball up to a forward and Pascal Siakam to run the break in transition.
Olynyk, 3 ball, far side, no good. Rebound knocked away. Miles has it. Quick hit ahead to Pirtle.
Oh,
what a catch. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. would have been proud of that one. One hand, the left hand reaching out and like flypaper sticking as he laid it in.
And not traveling and is still able to finish as a Miami defender tries to get to him at the rim. Just great concentration, great hands.
Ellington down the lane, lays it up and in. Beat DeLon Wright on the cut. 37 apiece, 7:54, first half.
Miami does a great job of moving without the basketball and forcing Helpside to react.
Van Vliet kick out. DeLon Wright on Justice Winslow. Nice move behind the back into the lane. Tries to get it to Pirtle. And Jakob was going to the basket, and DeLon says, I need you standing in the short corner, big man.
Yeah, I'm not sure what DeLon was trying to do there, trying to tell Pirtle where to be. I thought DeLon attacked with really nowhere to go, and Winslow did a very good job of making sure that he didn't give up the lane.
Olynyk, left block near side. The Raptors get crossed up defensively, and Miami goes up 39-37.
Just falling asleep at the wheel there defensively for the Raptors, costing them 2 points.
Van Vliet, oh, what a pretty move. Couldn't get the finish, but it's tipped up and in by Pirtle over his head on the far side, left wing, with his back facing the basket.
Jakob Pirtle so good that when his man goes to help, he does a great job of filling in that rebounding slot.
And then he blocks the shot of Dwayne Wade. Charging for the rebound is Josh Richardson. He kicks it out of bounds, so it'll be Toronto ball. Game tied at 39, 7 minutes, 3 seconds to go, first half.
Jakob Pirtle, maybe one of the more underrated defenders for the Raptors in the front court. Did a good job there as Dwayne Wade was trying to reverse it and use the rim as a defender. Jakob did slap down, was able to stay high. When Dwayne Wade exposed that basketball, he was able to block it.
He's 19th in the NBA in shot blocking. As you said, Sherm, sneaky, but he's in the top 20. Van Vliet on the drive against Richardson, comes near side, kicks it to Pirtle, who jams it down. He went airborne, Fred, was about to be swallowed up by 2 Heat defenders and said, Jakob, it's all you.
Good job. And that's a classic case of the Miami Heat over-helping on that situation. Richardson had a good contest on Fred Van Vliet, but Hassan Whiteside couldn't fight his instinct to come over and try and block that shot that left Jakob Pirtle open. And to your point, Fred Van Vliet, looking like he was dead in the water, with the vision and wherewithal not to panic, found his teammate in the middle.
41-39 Toronto, 6:32 to go, first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from American Airlines Arena in Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami, 41-39. Raptors leading the Heat. It's Toronto on the quest for 60. We'll tell you to tune into Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. There have been 16 lead changes. No team has led by more than 6 points. Raptors have led by six, yep, and Miami has led by 4. And the Raptors' 6-point lead was at 6-0. Miami back in the lane. Wow, Josh Richardson floats it up and in. And they tie the game for the 17th time at 41.
Raptors interior a little bit too soft on that possession, allowing Richardson to get pretty deep into their paint for a nice little short jump shot. Got to present more resistance and not allow him to get that deep.
41 apiece, 6:14 to go. First half, Valanciunas out there with Lowry, Wright, Ibaka, and Miles. Long three ball by CJ, no good. Taps his left wrist with his right hand. I don't know if he was looking for a foul or
trying to say it was deflected maybe, but
follow through stopped.
Yeah, he just missed that shot, and it's one of those shots that it's not the greatest shot, so you need it to go in for it to be okay.
Tyler Johnson up top, the jumper no good, rebound Miles. Back comes DeLon Wright up the left side, far wing, right hand to the middle, floats it up, no good, rebound Tyler Johnson. Comes Miami, 5:40 to go. First half, Richardson jumper, no good, rebound knocked away. Here comes DeLon Wright on the dribble. Gets it to Lowry, kick back, CJ Miles, three up top, no good, rebound Richardson. On the run, Winslow puts it up, no good, but fouled by Ibaka. And here the Raptors, that transition run-out stuff is the essence of giving a team an easy shot.
Well, you're right, Kyle Lowry falls down as he makes the pass to CJ Miles. CJ Miles with a long three, long rebound. It can act like the first pass of transition for the opposite team, and that time Miami got out. And they were off to the races, and the Raptors, with poor defensive balance, had Serge Ibaka trying to defend a Justice Winslow with a full head of steam coming at him, and Serge, and trying to slow him down to set himself up to block the shot, kind of put his arm out on Winslow to slow him down, and the official gets a foul call.
Second free throw, no good by Winslow. So back come the Raptors, game tied at 41, 5:19 to go. First half, Valanciunas straight away. Raptors in the black, working left to right. DeLon Wright up top, works near side, right wing, gets into the lane. Tries to find Lowry cutting on the baseline, can't get it. Back to Valanciunas, who goes to the hoop, kind of floats it up with the shot clock running down. Tough shot, didn't go. Back comes Winslow on the run to Tyler Johnson. Into the corner to James Johnson, got away with the walk, gets it back to Tyler Johnson. Now to Whiteside, puts it up, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. The Raptors survive the easy shot miss by Whiteside. Valanciunas near side, up big, isolated with Whiteside, right block. Finds a cutting Lowry, floats it up and in. Wanted the foul call to push in the back, didn't get it. But Toronto takes the lead at 43-41.
Kyle did a good job looking like he was going to set a cross screen for DeLon Wright. The last second darted to the basket, and Jonas with the vision to put the ball right on target for Kyle to catch it and lay it up.
In the lane, Richardson shot floated up, no good. Gets the rebound back, blocked by Valanciunas. Here comes DeRozan. For the Raptors, five starters on the floor. DeRozan, Lowry, Valanciunas, Ibaka with DeLon Wright. Up fake, Ibaka kicks to Valanciunas, corner jumper, tippy toe jumper, got it. JV knocks it down. Raptors go up 45-41. Dare I say, tonight a little separation.
A little separation, but how about Serge Ibaka turning down a 20-footer to kick it to Jonas on the baseline for an 18-footer?
Tyler Johnson, far side, left into the middle, off the right wing. Down low to James Johnson. Posted up on Lowry. Kyle low. Johnson drives, offensive foul. Kyle knew that was coming. He stood in and had a low base, leaning with his forearm in the back, and he said he almost baited James Johnson to turning and trying to shoot it over him, and then took the charge.
Well, he did, and Kyle making sure that there was no double team to come down in. And James Johnson just tried to use his size and barrel through him. And Kyle, been known to take those charges, leading the league in charges taken. So not a surprise on that possession.
DeRozan off to DeLon Wright. Up top in the middle. Kicks it to Lowry, far side, left wing. Shot clock at five. Got to go. Pull up three over Winslow. No good. Rebound Richardson.
Stagnant possession for the Raptors there. The ball stayed on the three-point line. Didn't get any penetration to make that defense shift.
Tyler Johnson in the lane. Floats it up. No good. Rebound Whiteside. Bounds off the floor. Lays it up and in. 45-43. Miami cuts the lead to two.
It's so difficult to rebound when you have guards coming into the paint, creating all kinds of confusion and drawing your big men away from the paint.
How about DeRozan into the lane, takes the contact, switches hands, floats it up and in, and Trey Maddox waves it off. I thought that was continuation, but my gray outfit doesn't matter. We'll take a break. 2:43 to go, first half. 45-43 Toronto from the American Airlines Arena. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami, 45-43 Raptors holding the Heat to 40.4%, but not able to shake them, probably because they've given the Heat 11 points off 7 turnovers. Boy, Sherm, it's the one thing we've always talked about. Gotta clean that up. Gotta stay out of the bakery. Don't turn it over. Give yourself a better chance to win.
And you know, the ones that really drive the coach crazy are the unforced ones.
Yeah.
It's not like the defense is pressuring you or putting you in bad situations where you don't have passing angles or you don't have outlets. It's the decisions that are made, forcing things into bad situations and trying to make a play out of it. Those are the ones that drive coaches crazy.
Lowry up top between the circles. Raptors in the black working left to right. 2:35 first half. They lead 45-43. DeRozan turnaround jumper mid post near side. Off the edge of the lane on the right wing. Misses it. Back comes Miami.
Well contested shot by Richardson of the Miami Heat on DeMar DeRozan. Didn't give him much airspace to get that shot off.
Wade floats it up to Whiteside. Can't get it down. The Raptors got a deflection. Back comes Lowry to DeRozan. Near elbow, right side.
Poor spacing in that transition opportunity for the Raptors.
DeRozan drives. Reverse layup up and in. Man,
wow.
Are you kidding me? Acrobatic, athletic. At its height, he went near side to far side, and his right hand was close to the baseline, yet he was able to use some spin to get it down.
On a well-defended play, too, by Winslow, Lamar still able to score.
Tyler Johnson in the lane, floats it up, no good, but they're going to get the foul on Toronto. That is just the pure, unadulterated athleticism of NBA players. DeRozan on that last drive, he's going away from the basket. The hand that has the ball is practically in the front row, and he finds a way to get it down.
Yeah, the creativity, and DeMar's a scorer. He's been in so many situations, and when he becomes that athlete, as he has a tendency to do, he just wows you because we see the skill set. We see the footwork. We see the improved jump shot, the improved three-point shot. We see the passing ability. But don't forget, he's still an athlete, and when he brings that out, it's so impressive to see in that time, as you said, driving and really having nowhere to go and finding the English to spin that in. DeMar is still wowing us.
1:35 to go, first half. 47-45. Raptors lead Miami by two. DeRozan zigged when he should have zagged. Ibaka thought he was popping out. Instead, it was a back door, and the pass went into the front row and just stoked a man in a white shirt whose beer is being worn right now.
Hey, you want to sit on Gucci roll? Stuff like that happens.
Back comes Miami, looking to tie it. Winslow up top between the rings. Heat working right to left. Wade near side left wing in front of Eric Spoelstra. Drives on Ananobi. Kicks to Tyler Johnson. Three, far side, no good. Long rebound to DeRozan. Quick hit ahead. He tried to get it to Lowry on the run out, and the foul was created. Miami fouling DeMar from behind, and that'll send DeRozan to the line for two.
Actually, a good foul by the Miami Heat. Kyle Lowry was up ahead in transition, and they were able to stop that transition opportunity.
Sherm, look who's in the house.
Money Mayweather.
Money Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather in the house. Actually, where that beer was spilled was pretty close to where Mayweather was sitting.
Floyd was ducking it, though. He was bobbing and weaving. If that liquid was coming at him, he's slipping under it like a right hand and coming up with a left-hand counter.
You're right, and we're at the top of of the bottom section of the arena, and his jewelry is shiny right now. It's sending all kinds of signals into outer space.
Got some bling going, that's for sure. Well, when your name is Money Mayweather, I'm sure you do. 49-45 Toronto. DeRozan makes two free throws. Miami misses. Back comes Lowry in transition. Crosses over. Finds a trailing Valanciunas, and it's turned over. Here comes Miami. 4-on-2. Dwayne Wade jams it down. Oh, those live ball turnovers. You miss two at your end, and you get two handed to you at the other end.
It was tough. A tough pass for Jonas to deal with in transition. And he was unable to close it down to get that opportunity.
DeRozan comes back, knocks in a short corner jumper far side. 51-47 Toronto, 25 seconds to go. The Raptors preserve the 2-for-1. Miami coming front court. Johnson to Winslow. Tyler Johnson up fake, drives left near side. Down the baseline to Kelly Olynyk. Pull up jumper on Valanciunas, no good. Rebound Anunoby. 8 seconds to go in the half. Here comes DeRozan. Up the right side, near wing. Game clock at 5. DeRozan drives, floats it up and in. Wow, DeRozan going into the stands. Floats it up and in. Shot it inbounds. Landed in the lap of the cameraman in the front row of the baseline. Give him two. Give Toronto its largest lead of the half at 53-47. DeRozan. Amazing again.
What a tough shot by DeMar, and that running right-handed shot. But the Raptors, a bit more fight to end that second quarter, created a bit of separation with the Miami Heat, and defensively doing a solid job holding the Heat to under 39% from the floor.
So the Raptors lead it by 6.5, 53-47. Recess time. Lewenberg, Ed Wheeler back at the studio. We'll take a break from Miami, where you listen to Raptors basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.